In the mid-1960s, the ETN-171 was replaced by the ETSET-202 series, which stayed with few changes in production until the end of the Soviet period, and with modifications, a total of 27,525 machines were produced during 24 years of production. ETZ-202 was an improved model of the ETN-171 excavator. The machine could also work on heavy rocky soils. Unloading of soil could be carried out both to the right and to the left of the trench. The ETZ-202 excavator used more hydraulics. The excavator had an infinitely variable working speed by means of a hydraulic creeper, which altogether increased the excavator's productivity. The ETZ-202 was the first crawler excavator in its class in the Soviet Union to use a hydraulic drive to move it forward. Thanks to the hydraulic drive, the excavator driver was able to change the forward speed more smoothly and on the go, which ensured operation at the optimum speed and enabled better use of engine power. The latter was and is one of the main issues in agricultural machinery. Based on the model ETZ-202, the model ETZ-202A was developed in the early 1970s, which turned out to be the most widely produced land improvement machine in Tallinn. A total of 15,472 units were produced between 1971 and 1983. The working speed of the machine was up to 590 meters per hour. The maximum digging depth was 2.3 meters. The excavator was already able to install plastic pipes and able to follow the specified trench inclination angle, which ensured a higher quality. In the early 1980s, the base model received additional accessories and remained in production until 1989. Most of the Estonian land reclamation work was done with Talex excavators. The equipment produced in Tallinn was exported to 33 countries, and millions of hectares of agricultural land were drained with the help of these machines.